And we'll conclude with one short vart. It's a kli yakar. Someone told this to me today. And I said to him, my chavrusa said this to me, I said, I don't want to call it kli yakar juvenile. That's not nice. But I said, I think it's a little juvenile. And he said, it's a kli yakar. I said, I think this is pshat. They teach the children in school. And if we were taught this as little kids, then it's pashit. But you know what? Sometimes it's worth repeating. We have all, you know, Shemini is one of those, there's lots of interesting words, interesting animals and creepers and crawlers and things that make things kosher. And Mafresa's parsa and choose its cod and the split hooves and all the things that make you kosher. It's in Perek Yud Aleph. And the question is, when it comes to the Simani Kashrus, the Kliyakar over here in Perek Yud Aleph in Pasuk Dalid speaks out as follows. It's like, Gomol Kimalas Gerihu. He says, it should have said, Kiparsa inenu mafris. That's the real reason it's tameh, because it doesn't have both simanim. Why does it first point out what it does have, and then it points out what it doesn't have? We know that the gamal, the camel, has one of the two simanim, and the chazir, I think that's more famous. Chazir amar, by the pig, it says, ki mafris parsa, and it should have also, says the kliyakar, it should have said, it's not malagera. Why is a pig not kosher? Because it doesn't chew its cud, not because it has split hooves, but it doesn't chew its cud. Who cares that it has split hooves? The point is, it doesn't chew its cud. V'lami hislo v'kulam b'simen taira, says the kli yakar. And again, I think this is the obvious idea. So when the kids come home this week and tell it to us, because it's a kli yakar, of course, we all know that, right? But says the kli yakar, u'bir eini nazeh, shesimen taira b'kulam moisiv toma al tomasan. The simen taira adds on toma. How simen taira adds on toma? That makes no sense. Explains the kli yakar, like we find by Esav. Shenimshol echazir, why? Shepoichet es tolafav laharis ki ilu hu kosher. He makes himself look like an Esav. Esav, when you look through the first parashas over there, he looks like the greatest guy. Look at him. He's honoring his father, Esav. No, Esav Arasha. You got to look a little bit deeper. The chazir zemoira al komi she'ein toichei kebaroi. Unfortunately, you know, how often? Yeah, he looks like a great guy. It looks incredible. You have to be able to smell out the little bit of chazir, the little bit of pig that there is, and look a little bit deeper. And this is an idea that we've spoken about so many times. There's so many different ways to play out this idea. And we can play this out on ourselves. Number one, stop being fake. Let's just stop being fake. What does that mean? That doesn't mean, oh no, let's get rid of all conventional norms and I don't have to care what anyone thinks about me. It's all about what I do. Well, at some level, it's true. But, you know, I don't recommend anyone starting to walk around dressed like who knows what, you know, maybe wearing, you know, we'll just all go toga. Like, why not? It's probably more comfortable. It's coming summer. Let's just all go robes and I'll be normal. Like, who cares what we look like? It's all about the inside, right? It's a little bit strange. I might be comfortable, and maybe the Sephardim got it right. They come to the Friday night meal, and they got this long, nice robe, and we all know, like, they take the pants off underneath. But no one knows about that, because, listen, it's comfortable. You know, it's not like the Hasidim. They don't got to do the whole shtickle over there. It goes down. But anyways, Chevro, birthday gift. We're going Sephardi. But either way, yeah, Sephardim, David, we'll get there. Don't worry. Yeah, Chvaisdish, we'll get there. Listen, each has their Avodah. So we're not recommending that, but let's take the lesson, says the kli yakar. The Torah tells us, why is the chazir not kosher? It points out the simanei taira first, and then it says why it's tameh. Because the pig tries to trick us, tries to show us, oh yeah, I look kosher. No, you don't. So we have to realize, in the way that we like to say it here, as we've said so many times, is we have to stop living two-dimensional lives. What does that mean? How often do we live what we see is what there is? This guy looks like he did something wrong, so I think badly of him. This guy looks like he did this, so I think this way of him. This guy said this. This guy acted this way. This guy wronged me. And we live two-dimensional, superficial lives. Says the kli yakar, teaches the chazir, it's time to live with more depth. See beyond the two-dimensional in front of you. See deeper. See beyond what looks like. Yes, maybe that guy looks like that, but maybe there's something more going on that we don't know about. How often do we hear something and we're like, oh, now that's why. That's why? So why are we judging people? Why are we liking people, disliking people, commenting about people? What are we doing? We're acting, treating people like a chazir, that because they look one way, they act one way, they do one thing, they do this. What are you doing? A mashal someone said to me, he said, someone who has a laundromat, guess what? You know he has the most dirty laundry? Is anyone going to say, oh, that guy's filthy. Oh, he is loaded with dirty laundry. No, he's cleaning the laundry. You got to look deeper. He has piles and piles of dirty laundry. Yeah, well, guess what? Because he got to collect the laundry and then he got to clean it. So we got to stop looking two-dimensional. And this has so many applications. We've pointed out so many of them. This is in our own lives. This is with our own children. A kid does something, unfortunately. Are we too quick to jump on it? Which never is a good idea. Or maybe there's something more. We spoke of this by Yeshua. How a leader has to hear. What did Yeshua hear? He heard the sound of what? He said it was Mulchama. Teaches Moshe Rabbeinu. No, look deeper, Yeshua. The people are hurting. They're in pain. You think they get up and worship an eagle right after the whole Kriyas Yamsov, right after the whole everything, because no, they're in pain. They're confused. There's something deeper going on over there. Let's take the lesson from the Klei Yakar. Hopefully it's an idea that we did know. If we didn't, now we learned it inside. But now let's allow it to make a difference in our lives. Someone comes home and the house is a wreck. So two-dimensional life, a superficial life. What's going on over here? The supper is not ready. The kids are this. The kids are that. Or maybe look a little bit deeper. Maybe there's a person there that's been struggling with a kid that's been crazy for no reason. No reason. Maybe someone's not feeling well. And maybe even in our own lives, as we started off today, and with this we'll conclude, Aaron HaKohen teaches us, look inward. Look inward. Maybe we ourselves are living 2D lives. Maybe we ourselves are being a little bit too superficial. Let's look a little bit deeper within ourselves. Let's pull out something real from within ourselves. Let's stop judging ourselves for our external actions. Let's start realizing that, guess what? There's something great inside of us. Realize, there is. Pull it out. Don't be like a pig and just, no, this is the way I look, this is the way I am, this is what I do, this is how I daven, this is how I act, this is how I don't learn, this is how I do these things. I don't give stuck. How many times have we mentioned this? That's the look of a chazer. That's the look of a pig, that you look this way, that's who you are. No, look deeper. Look deeper. There's something beautiful inside each and every one of us. It has shown. We've seen those moments of godliness. We've seen that greatness. We've touched the Tahira. We found moments of purity. So let's listen to the Klei Yakar, learn from the Chazer, stop living 2D, look a little bit deeper, act a little bit greater. B'siyata d'shemaya will be zeicha to live the lives of Tahira, to judge people the way they should be, with their innermost beauty, and not the external faults that sometimes we see. Have a fabulous